frío. Me iba a morir. Bianca, ay, paloma y anhelina, por fin te vi.
Is International Women's Day, observed since the early 20th century to celebrate women's solidarity in the fight for equal economic, social, and political rights. Here at CITR, we are celebrating all things female with a 24-hour marathon dedicated to women's issues and, of course, women in music. Tune in March 8th for your local and independent source for International Women's Day programming.
Rosie, 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 the Riveter.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Paulette Cameron. I'm here with Lavanna. Lavanna's friends are coming in for an interview. So, this band is called The River and the Road. They have an album that's coming out April 14th. They're having a little party at the Media Club. It's going to be kind of exciting. We're just waiting for them to show up when they're about to. And, yeah, hopefully you guys can get to know them, get to... If you have any questions, feel free to call, actually. Maybe we can get some rapid-fire questions. Just drill them, all their influences, etc., etc. So it's going to be fun. We have a fun show lined up. That was what we were listening to. First, we listened to Mylon Sheets. Then we listened to Sharon Van Etten, her new song, Leonard, from her album, Tramp. And then we listened to Santa Maria de Da Fera. Tell me if I pronounced that wrong, please, somebody. That was... by Devendra Banhart, and that's from his Cripple Crow CD 2005, his best CD by far, I think. I am waiting for a new CD by Devendra Banhart, a new release. Imagine if there was one that was like just released. I just didn't know. Hopefully that's not the case. I'm going to play some other interesting things for you guys today. I'm going to have some more upbeat things. It's going to be all over the map today. It's going to get interesting. All right, so I'll put you... back to some music. I'm going to play The Black Lips with Modern Art. That's from their new album, Arabian Mountain, which is a really good album. Alrighty, so as we wait for the band, The River and the Road, you guys feel free to look them up, flock their Facebook page, give them lots of attention and feedback because you're about to meet them. That's so exciting.
Zeitgeist Day, or C-Day for short, is an annual global event whose goal is to increase public awareness of the Zeitgeist movement and to educate the public on solutions to the environmental and social global concerns that we face today. March 10th, Z-Day comes to the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver with a host of international speakers. Doors are at 11 a.m. and the event will go until 6 p.m. Tickets are available at thevoguetheatre.com. And for more information, search for the Vancouver Z-Day 2012 official event on Facebook or visit zeitgeistvancouver.com.
Hey, hold on the dolly. See the unknown. Put my feet in blow. GPS galena. To the next floor. Such a strong sedina. Now I can't find the door. You turn around and you.
Bookstore is having a student appreciation sale March 14th, their way of saying thanks for all your support this past academic year. There will be snacks, DJs, and karaoke. Oh yeah, and discounts too. 25% clothing and stationery, 10% off computer accessories, and 20% off all general books. Visit the main store from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or the solder store from 10 to 5. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
There's just warm flavored water. But
hello,
I can dump it.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Paulette Cameron, and we're here with River on the Road. We're just getting some water, which is really lovely.
And
actually
greatly appreciated, yeah, as well. Thanks. So
this
thank
water
you very much.
Is not normal water.
It's warm and strawberry splash.
I'm not doing any product placement, but
no, I'm not saying who it's by.
It has fruit in it. Yeah, and I don't know why. Every time I go into the media library at CITR, I see a bunch of water, and I'm always really thirsty, and I love water. But it has strawberries in it.
Yeah, it's strawberry.
Oh, that's weird.
Smells pretty crazy, actually.
Fresh water is cool.
It's kind of like Kool-Aid minus the coloring.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
Speaking of Kool-Aid, don't drink it.
No,
I dyed my hair with Kool-Aid.
You dyed your hair with Kool-Aid.
Yeah, my sister dyed her hair with Kool-Aid. It is like red and
yeah,
blue,
right.
And it's so lethal. Bright. And I was thinking, if that does that to her hair, imagine what it does to your stomach.
Yeah, that's true.
So
well, it's like you're not meant to drink coolant either, but that's a bit of a given.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah, it's true. All right, anyway. So River on the Road. We're here with Keenan and Andrew. you guys have an album release coming out April 14th.
We do.
Media Club.
Yep.
That's very exciting.
Really looking forward to it.
We're stoked. It
should be great.
Been a long time coming. I mean,
well,
long
technically.
Technically.
Long in our short really career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you guys been in bands prior to this?
Plenty, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Which bands do you guys
want to...
Kenan, go for it.
You know, I was in a band in high school called Pamplemousse.
Back when, cool.
Back when I just drummed, we would basically take a bunch of grapefruits and just throw them out to the crowd.
Yes.
It was kind of a... It was a fun skit until someone got hit.
Ooh.
And then...
And you got in trouble.
And then somebody got some in the eye and we got in trouble. So
grapefruit in the eye.
Yeah, that was kind of my last band, more or less. And then I've just kind of done solo stuff for a while and then came across this fellow.
Yeah.
And how did you guys meet?
We met at an open mic at an East Van, the Du Soleil, Café Du Soleil open mic.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, maybe like the third time that I'd been to an open mic in Vancouver when I got in, because I've only been here for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that when Keenan and I both met, we hated each other.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, but we didn't know each other. We just hated each other. I heard
for
him playing.
Reasons.
Yeah, there was.
Dear.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, this is a good story.
He hated me because of a girl, and I hated him because of a song.
Oh.
Basically,
the song about the girl that you stole.
Well, no, he was.
No,
just,
he hasn't heard that one yet.
No, he's still writing that one.
No,
but
he's
gonna play that the album.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we could play it.
He's gonna bring it out. It's fantastic. worldwide exclusive. But yeah, no, I just remember Keenan playing a tune, it was a cover, and everyone got really into it, and I think I had to play afterwards.
Oh, you're
and
really
I was
jealous.
Just really annoyed about it. I was really annoyed.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah, that's since
okay,
that's exactly
so let's
did.
Play a little game.
Okay.
You play the song you played at the open mic.
Oh.
You play the song you played at the open mic.
At the open mic.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll
see
how the songs you guys play together.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, so Down by the River.
Did you play the banjo?
No, you did
the
weight. It was the weight. That was the one that I got angry at.
Keenan's on the banjo, for those of you who can't
Keenan
see.
Is on the banjo.
Did you play the banjo at your open mic?
You know what? At that point, I was just playing
guitar.
But then
you?
I thought, you know, two guitars in the same band. I should pick up this
little you got to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you play it with... Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, tell
yeah.
me. Would you like to, now that you've joined forces, would you like to play on this?
I'd love to play with you, Kim.
Now that you guys are friends.
Now we're friends.
This is, it's gonna be interesting. It's nice and early. Lucky I've got some strawberry splash.
Oh, yummy.
Hey, you can
all right.
start this one.
So this is a song by the band called The Wait.
Okay.
You know... Yeah, are you okay if it's a cover? Because that was
no,
that was
totally
like okay,
awesome.
Cool. All right, so here it goes.
Right on me. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on Judgment Day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about a young Adelie? Said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Adelie company for me? So take a load off Annie. So take a load for free. So take a load off Annie. And you put the load right on me. Crazy testify on me, and they caught me in the fog. Said I would fix your way, but take or jack my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'll be the man. Said that's okay, boy, won't you feed him when you can? And take a load off Eddie. Take a load for free. So take a load off Annie. And you put the load right on me.
Let's get the gamble.
Yeah, catch a gamble. Send me here with the regards for everyone. So take a load off Annie. So take a load for free. So take a load off Annie. And you put the load right on me.
Any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically.
In your arms tonight.
But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Masterpack, DJ Headspin, the Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. That was wonderful. Bravo.
Thanks.
So that was The Weight, spelled W-E-I-G-H-T.
That's it.
Got it.
That's cool.
Not like waiting
by
for something.
By the band. Okay.
By the band.
Nice. That was a beautiful cover. So that's what you played.
That was what Keenan
first
played.
Open mic, yeah. Where you two met.
That's true.
For those of you who just tuned in, we're here with The River and The Road. They are a band that's been around for 6 months now. Look them up, flock their Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Lots of steam before their show comes up, which is on April 14th at the Media Club. All right, so now, so for those of you just tuned in again, they met at a open mic night at the Café du Soleil, right?
True.
So we're
true
playing
story.
The covers they played
on
that day. And so that was a cover that Keenan did. Now we're going to listen to Andrew's cover.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember what you did?
I think I do. I think mine was a cover by Bon Iver called Blood Bank.
Sweet.
I think that was it.
Let's hear it anyway.
Let's give that a go. Okay. Yeah. Do it a second, yeah.
Second, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, this is Blood Bank. Let's give it a run. Let's give it a run for its money.
Give it a red hot go.
I met you.
Valley Bank. We were looking at the bags, wondering if any other colors mentioning all the names and you on the tags. She said she looked at yours, stacked on top with your brothers. See how they resemble one another, even in their plastic little covers. And I said, I know it well, that secret that you know, but you don't know how to tell where it plays with your honor and it teases your head. But you know that it's good, girl, 'cause it's running you with a red. Then the snow started falling, we were stuck out in your car. You were rubbing both my hands, chewing on a candy bar. You said, ain't this just like the present, to be showing up like this. There's a moon waning crescent, we started to kiss. And I said, I know it well. I said, I know it well. That secret that you know, you don't know how to tell. I'm in love with your honor, I'm in love with your cheeks. What's that noise up the stairs, babe? Is that the Christmas morning creeps? And I said, I know it well. I said, I know it well. I said, I
thanks very much.
Can't beat a bottom.
Yeah.
I was driving this summer from Calgary to San Francisco for... Oh, my mic. Sorry about that. My mic wasn't on. I was driving this summer from Calgary to San Francisco, and we were driving along, I think, the Lewis and Clark Trail, listening to Bon Iver's
nice
album.
I think it's
beautiful.
Feels like an appropriate place to be moving.
Totally.
There's lots of forests and stuff like
Lewis
that.
Lewis and Clark Expedition.
Beautiful.
It
beautiful.
Was wonderful.
I wish I knew more about that. I don't think we learned that much in Australian history.
About
Lewis
and
Almost Famous.
Yes.
Yeah. Or even Almost Heroes.
Almost Heroes.
Almost Famous is great too.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, that's
because I was going to say I've seen that, but I don't think that told me much
almost
about it. Yeah, an expedition from Calgary.
Almost Heroes. Is that about Lewis and Clark?
Yeah, it's kind of a comedy movie. I basically like really liked it when I was a kid and would just watch it over and over again. It
yes.
had Chris Farley in it. You know?
Oh,
yeah. He may not have been at his peak, but he was still a really
he was on
funny
the,
guy.
On the climb or was he on the decline?
Real big funny guy.
Which direction was he? On the decline or on the incline?
He was on the decline.
He was on the decline. He was going down the slope.
He was going
down
the slope.
Oh, we can't judge his life.
It's a shame.
Guys.
No, sorry. Well, I was just asking. I'm just trying to.
Okay. So I have some questions for you. Far
away.
Is there a tour coming up?
There is. We've got stuff in the books that we're not going to release yet because, you know, we like to frustrate people and frustrate ourselves.
Yeah.
But as soon as the album's out on the 14th, then we'll be doing some extensive moving about
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so, where do you guys want
to
go?
Well, we're going to start with the island. Yeah, we're going to start with the island stuff and then just basically head east.
Okay.
And move straight across as far as we can make it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because we don't have cars, so we've got to work that out.
Are you going to Greyhound it, or are you going to?
No, there's other couple options.
Yeah, there's a couple of options. I mean, I can drive.
Yeah.
On my Australian passport for a little bit, on my license, sorry. But I think at some point we are going to have to work out possibly a bus of some sort.
You should buy a bus. I actually was Kijijiing. School buses?
Oh, yeah?
Because they're cheaper than vans.
Like, really? Like the big yellow ones?
Like a big yellow.
A big yellow.
No way.
Yeah. Cool with that.
That's an absolute
and
dream of mine.
They have all the seats missing. Like, one was like $1,300.
What?
What?
$1,300?
Yeah, talk about Kijiji advertisements.
Oh, my goodness.
Air.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The gas for that, though.
That's incredible.
Brutal.
But still. Awful. Because we don't have those buses in Australia. So that would be an absolute, like, if I could take a photo of myself driving that bus and send it back home.
You need a special license.
I would come back a hero, though.
Yeah.
I would do that license.
Like, American school vehicles.
I could be Otto.
Whoa.
They're like the Simpsons bus driver. I could be that guy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's beautiful. Thank you for that.
And some people paint them.
Yeah?
Which is the coolest thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Driving through Oregon once again.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd just be a big banner, you know? We just put our name on it.
Yeah, and you could live in that, couldn't you? Like, you'd never need to buy...
Nail beds to the floor stuff?
Beautiful. Or even just not nail them. Let them slide around. Let them be free.
That's true.
You know?
You stop fast. Your whole life is just...
Whole life, yeah. Just make sure you pack light.
Yeah.
Or heavy, I guess, because you don't want things sliding around too much. But, I didn't. That was unnecessary. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Anyway.
So, other favorite questions that I always ask in interviews.
Yeah.
Favorite colors.
Favorite colors.
Blue.
Your favorite.
It's
blue.
Just.
You're wearing a type of blue.
I've kind of like my whole household back home. Like my parents. Like my whole family is a blue family.
The blue family.
And everything
in
is
your
blue.
House is blue.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I like that for some weird reason.
It's very calming.
It's
a calming color.
Yeah, I mean, grew up by the ocean.
Yeah.
It's not saying the sky was blue, but it was BC, so.
Yeah.
It's
blue is the ocean.
I mean, I was going to say blue too, but I've got a lot of I'm going to go with with brown because I've got a brown beanie on and I like that. I like my brown beanie.
Brown,
you know, I got a brown scarf here as well.
Oh,
it's very earthy.
Got it. Yeah.
Guitars always have brown. That's brown necklace.
Brown. Yeah. There you go. Brown rope.
Man,
I think it used to be
scarves.
Red.
This is
another scarf. Yeah.
A few scarves on.
Well, I like to. This one's tied.
one
this
time.
One's tied to my guitar strap. It was one that my mom gave me from Nepal.
Oh, cool.
And she likes to send me stuff like all these little things are from family from travel spots.
Wow.
So
that's
it's
really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with brown.
Favorite desserts?
Desserts. I'm out. No favorite desserts for me.
Why? Can I have two then?
I have Kenan can have two. I have zero sweet tooth.
Oh, no.
You can give me, I'll have like a second dinner instead.
Really?
Or a side of something
salty.
Well, maybe
you haven't had the right desserts.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Dessert could be steak. Like, I know you have a thing for
steak.
Yeah.
Like, steak.
You know what, though? I thought about it. I don't mind sorbet.
Sorbet.
Like, I don't mind sorbet.
It. Like, I'll eat it. Like, I could eat
with
that.
Steak.
With gummy bears.
With gummy bears.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's about as sweet as it's going to
be.
Well,
you know, you picked one, so I'll just pick one. I'm going to go with my mom's apple pie.
Oh, mom's apple pie.
No one else's.
There you go.
That really over-sugary goodness.
That's,
oh, yummy, yummy, yummy,
that's
yummy,
great.
Yummy.
That's great.
My teeth hate me.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because...
It is.
How often do you have mom's apple pie?
That's true. Not often.
Christmas, maybe. Okay. Who is your biggest inspiration as a band and then separately?
I'm going to go with, I mean, mine always evolve to where I am. But I would say at this moment, Ryan Adams. Not Brian Adams. Ryan Adams.
Okay.
God, I always got
to
get that clear.
I know. Needs
to be clear.
Yeah, so there's a difference.
Yeah.
So... Like, Ryan Adams is just, like, songwriting-wise, he's so strong, and he's has such a wicked voice.
Yeah.
Mm. It's just exactly what I love in music, so, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty close to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a massive Justin Townes Earl fan as well.
Sweet.
More for the guitar and just songwriting style than his voice, but, yeah, when it comes to vocals and just melody choices, Ryan Adams for sure. And just really capturing a moment. He's just really, really good at capturing him, like Heartbreaker.
Have you guys been listening to him together?
Yeah, well, yeah, like...
We were living together for, like, 4 months, and wow. Whether it was through the wall or in the front room, there was always some Ryan Adams going on.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I think...
Justin Townsend Earl.
Yeah, I think there was a, like, at the start when you had the PA set up, I forced Heartbreaker down Keenan's throat a lot
that.
At the start, and then we just got right into
best
it.
Best thing that ever happened.
It's, yeah, it's probably one of the most music-changing albums that I've listened to.
And I would say as a band, kind of one that we really like, that's a duo, is Gillian Welch and David Rawlings.
Yeah.
They're this fantastic kind of Deep South sound, Americana.
Oh, sweet.
Or Old Country, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But it's just like beautiful harmonies, great songs, and fantastic guitar playing as well. So.
And great chemistry as well.
Great,
like, they've just got
totally
beautiful stage presence, and they always record live as well.
Yeah.
Like, the tracking's, a lot of it's live, and so you can just really hear that through the recording. So we tried to kind of imitate that on our album, doing a lot of live tracking, as much as we possibly could was live.
That was my next question. How do you record?
Yeah. We wanted to try and do as much live recording as we could, so we did all of the instrumentation
at the same time.
Live.
So me and Andrew were playing guitar and banjo at the same time in a separate rooms.
Yep.
And,
so you could still have that separation. With headphones, so I could hear him and vice versa. And then we jumped in and we did bass and drums. We had a friend, Bryce Tabish, in to do bass. And then I played drums for the recording. And then we had
our friend Matt
Matt MacArthur
come in and play the mandolin.
Beautiful.
The funny thing was, our mandolin player and our bass player have this huge Black Sabbath thing.
Massive metalheads. Like old 80s metalheads.
Old 80s metal. And so I kind of, they weren't talking to each other, because metalheads sometimes, you know, they probably don't
wary.
Oh, they don't like the same kind of music as me. You know, for whatever reason. So
thought they didn't really talk, because they were communicating on different levels.
They had different frequencies.
It's way up there.
Yeah.
A pinched harmonic frequency.
But like, I was sitting on the couch and I had, you know, one metalhead to my right and one to my left, one that I knew for a while and one that I didn't know too well. And I just said, "So, how about that Black Sabbath?" And then they have been best friends ever since.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I couldn't go into the room though. I couldn't.
Not to say that
I don't like Black Sabbath, but I just didn't really care about the genealogy of every guitarist that had passed through the band. You could say anything, and suddenly they would be on this. Like,
they know their metal.
Just beeline towards information trading. It was wild.
But
it was too much for me.
They also have this thing for folk, which is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And he plays the mandolin.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Totally. He plays like a flying V.
Little shred.
Yeah.
Wow.
He loves it.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And then Keenan did the piano parts.
Yeah, I got to play some piano.
And what about live? Like, who's going to play the drums?
We're trying to grow some more limbs.
We mix it up a little bit, because we stomp a lot on stage.
Yeah.
So initially that was our rhythmic kind of trade-off for drums.
Yeah.
But recently, like, we played a show at the Biltmore not long ago and had a couple of our friends from the band Headwater playing drums and mandolin.
Yeah.
So we did have another drummer, and we like to I like to stop playing guitar and play drums, because that's my first instrument. Guitar is still at its teething periods for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I definitely want to do a bit more piano. It's just such an inconvenient instrument to haul around. So we're definitely open to other instruments, other paintbrushes to use.
I think both of us are more comfortable on instruments other than the ones that we play on the album.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah,
exciting.
We're all like, yeah, we it's all
it's
of the
challenge.
All the people in the band were originally drummers, like in the lineup. You know, the bass player and the other guitarist and
that's
the
really cool.
Drummer. Yeah. We're all
five
drummers initially.
Five.
Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah.
All right, so I think we should listen to something. One of your inspirations, something from Heartbreaker.
Shall we? Definitely.
Oh. Which one do you want to listen to?
What do you reckon?
Ah, oh, man.
To Be Young or Come Pick Me Up? Damn Sam. You could literally... Maybe just play To Be Young, because that's the first song you should listen to, and then listen to every single song as intended, as Ryan Adams intended.
Yeah. So you guys can listen to them privacy all as intended at home.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll give you a sneak preview today.
Beautiful.
It should be exciting. We just have to wait for this little advertisement to be finished. Because we're playing it off of YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's just kind of cool.
Yeah, this is great.
Alrighty. So this is Ryan Adams with To Be Young. It's to be sad. It's to be high.
It's to be high.
1, 2, 1, woo! Did you wrong? Young boy done me bad. I went and did you wrong. And I got high. Lord, I got high. Now I got a bone to pick with you. And I'm sure you know it's true. Oh, one day when you're looking back, you were young and man, you were sad. When you're young, you get sad. When you're young, you get sad. Then you get high. Oh, mate. The young gal done you bad. Now when it did you wrong?
UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically.
In your arms tonight.
But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Masterpack, DJ Headspin, The Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
CITR is your campus and community radio station, rocking out from room 233 in the sub from UBC's Point Grey campus. And this year, for 24 straight hours, starting midnight Monday, March 12th, students will be claiming the airwaves as their own. It's 24 hours of student power, and it's only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Summer, you get an 8+ and 50 gold stars!
Boom.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Paulette Cameron, and this is the Student Special Hour. We are here with The River and the Road, a wonderful, shall I say, folk From Vancouver, from Australia, and
Campbell River.
Campbell River.
You know, former salmon capital of the world.
I thought you were saying something very different than Campbell.
That's okay.
And I wasn't sure what it was.
Scramble River. No.
Campbell. Okay. Well, I know the word Campbell. I am Scottish, so that's good.
Nice.
That's
very good. It's a good way to remember it.
That is. All right. So, so we were talking about how you guys want to go on tour someday soon in the near far future. You just play a show in Squamish.
Yeah, at the Half Sound Brewery. Yeah, if you've seen those big bottles, that was the place.
It was basically just like a brewery set right in Squamish, right at the foot of the Chief.
Yeah.
And we'd never been up there. I'd never been to Squamish at all. I mean, yeah, it was just one of those frustrating things that I didn't realize how close it was to Vancouver.
Yeah, so close.
Yeah,
so
and we had a friend who was willing to drive us up, and it was literally a 40-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then that big rock, that rock, the Chief. I don't know the rock. You can't.
It's the second largest
monolith, granite monolith in the world. Along with the Gibraltar. Is the biggest.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's just a big rock, and it's just cool.
How did I miss that?
I don't think you
see it when you're driving through Squamish.
Yeah, it's just flat. I think it's a granite rock face, but it's real big. It's real big. Yeah, and I couldn't stop talking about it the entire time.
Did you climb it?
No, I think it takes a couple of hours, seven or eight.
If you're a climber.
or nine if we're not climbers. We're not climbers.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
And you guys are applying to Sled Island.
Well, yeah, we'd love to get on that bill. It'd be really cool.
What else do you want to get?
Well, we'd love to get
in this summer.
I mean, ideally, in my head, we're a bit late now, but I would have loved, because last year when I started traveling, I went straight to South by Southwest.
Nice.
And I had a friend who works for the company C3 that books all the bands. And so I was lucky enough to just kind of go in there and get to kind of enjoy the festival.
Oh, that's so fun.
And a couple of the trimmings, which was nice. Ended up in a bar and saw Duran Duran by accident, which was really fun.
That's really rad.
And I was never a Duran Duran person.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, not that I didn't like them, I just didn't really listen to them.
Yeah.
And then I was just in this little place with free tequila and Duran Duran. It was too much. It was too much for me. I was overwhelmed.
I've never been to South by Southwest.
It's definitely a mecca.
It's
worth the trip.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like a music pilgrimage.
Yeah, it's totally worth it. We'll definitely be aiming for there next year.
Do it.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it'll be necessary. Yeah.
All right. And who's your dream person to go on tour with? If you could choose anybody dead.
Anybody dead?
Anybody dead?
In the past.
Oh, wow. Maybe somebody like, oh, goodness. That's a great question.
That's a great question.
It's hard to answer.
I mean, in my head, I always, the first people I think of when people say, who do you admire, who's dead, I always think of the, old 30s and 40s blues guitarists, like people like Tampa Red or, what's his name, he sings Crow Jane. I can't remember. I'll remember it halfway through a question that you're asking me about something completely different. But those old blues guitarists, I just feel like there would be just something magical about that kind of traveling, that life of traveling. Yeah.
Sweet.
Maybe like Sun House or something like that.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank here.
Ah.
Like, I'm honestly...
you're into the people who are alive.
Yeah, he likes live people.
I totally used to be into nobody that was alive or nobody that was still making stuff.
Yeah.
I'm stumped.
Okay, who's your dream person, despite, money-wise, how much it would cost you to go on tour or whatever, any of those obstacles, if no obstacles existed, who would you go on tour with today?
Well, I think Ryan Adams is still in New Zealand, so we probably
have to.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's a good one.
And or the Head and the Heart.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure if they'd they'd run with the double name kind of thing going, that we've got going. I think I'd go on tour with Pokey Lafarge and the Memphis City Three.
Sweet.
Yeah, I remember seeing them in South by Southwest and then at Vancouver. And there's just something really cool about that style.
Cool.
I just love to be a part of that. It'd be really cool. Yeah, and I remember seeing a quote of someone saying even his teeth look vintage. He's got these perfectly straight, look like plugged. It's just incredible. Like this guy looks like he's just been built from the 1940s. Yeah. It's fantastic.
So and who's your
kinda
favorite local?
Me of Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, sorry. Pee-wee Herman.
sorry, you were saying.
Who's your favorite local band?
Local band. There's a couple.
There are
a couple. Off the top of my head, I'd go with Dogwood and Dahlia.
Our friends Dogwood and Dahlia, they're a very similar duo. They've got banjo and guitar. Cool people. We used to do basement shows to make rent.
Sweet.
And we would ask them to come over. And
shout out to Sydney if she's listening.
Yeah, definitely.
And Neil. Shout out to you too.
And Andrew. Why not? Yeah.
And Rory.
And Rory. Yeah.
Say hey.
Yeah.
Full gang.
But yeah, they were the first people that played basement shows with us when we were trying to make rent in the basement. Yeah. So
those were the days.
But yeah, it was great. I missed that. I missed that a lot. But
you can always do it again.
That's true. We need
and famous and racking in millions.
We need to find a
basement show.
We need to find a basement though. That's the only thing.
That's the truth.
We've moved out of the basements.
That's true.
Which is I don't know if it's going up in the world. It probably is. I mean, physically, it is.
Yeah,
but But yeah, there's a couple of cool local bands. You know, we're friends with the players in Headwater as well. Like they've played with us.
Okay.
And Good for Grapes. And smoking young band.
Nice.
Well worth checking out. Like I've seen them a couple times, and they just kind of blow.
Just a lot of energy. They just give everything. Yeah.
And what are your favorite venues in the city to play?
The Biltmore was probably the peak of fun for us, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, just the best venue we have played.
Yeah.
The bucket list, I would say, is the Commodore.
Definitely the Commodore.
Want to do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully within a year.
Yeah. The Media Club I really, really
like
as well.
The Media Club.
It's great.
Speaking of the Media Club.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, if you like good sound, which we do.
We do,
at the Media Club.
Like fun times.
Yeah, fun
people.
Fun
it's,
times.
It's actually a great room. Like, it's dedicated for music and basically nothing else. Like, drinking, music,
that's what it's there for,
People literally bounce.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was there.
It's crazy.
Like, jumping.
Yeah, they move around. It's
so
really
fun.
Good. And so we're going to try and get pretty pretty wild and out there on that one.
April 14th.
That's it. We're going to get some special guests up to help us out with some songs. And it's going to be a big family vibe, I think. We just kind of want to make it feel like everyone's included in the album launch.
Nice.
It's not just our album launch. It's like, you know, we want everyone to be a part of it.
It's a cultural experience.
Yeah, or a cultural experiment, depending on how well it goes.
That's even cooler.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's fun. So for those of you who are listening and those of you who check up on the tracks I play during the show, I posted your event on...
Oh, fantastic.
On my Facebook. So you can just go there, say you're going, invite all your little buddies.
Yeah.
All your big buddies too.
Yeah, because I think it's over 19.
Yeah.
I think it's 19 plus. So the older buddies. I'm not condoning fake IDs, but get in any way that you possibly can.
Oh, yes.
Is all
it's
I'm saying.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Feel it in my bones. All right, so what are we going to play now?
We're going to play one of my songs called The Patron and the Entertainer.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's just called The Patron now.
Yeah.
This is definitely going to be on the album.
Okay.
And it's one we like to start off with.
Actually. Yeah, definitely.
So is it cool to kick it in?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Knock us out.
One and two and three and four.
You gotta take it here to your head. We'll never fit through the door. I may be primal, but I'm not primeval. Decorous, I keep a pun evil. I might have winked at you across the table.
I should let you know my life is very unstable.
Night is already won. I may be primal, but I'm not primeval.
Taking risks like evil can evil.
I might have winked at you across the table.
I should let you know my life is very unstable.
There you go.
That was beautiful. Thank you once again. So you wrote that song, Keenan?
I did, yeah. That's one of my tracks. That one's about... I wrote it after a night at Café du Soleil. It's about just... When you go to open mics, when you go to them enough, you feel this obligation to drink because you're at this venue, and so mm-hmm. basically you turn into the patron as opposed to the entertainer. So.
Yes.
That's kind of what it's about.
Cool.
It's starting to feel like an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's that slippery
trying
slope.
Trying to go and playing songs.
Yeah.
They really go hand in hand, so it's, you know, you got to watch that. So.
Yeah, it's a tricky balance to maintain. Yeah. Just every show as well. Yeah. Every show that you go to, especially like when all you do is go to shows, there's that constant compulsion to be around a bar and, you know,
yeah, totally.
keep a handful.
Always in a bar setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, we try.
You can't be refusing free drinks. That's
you cannot be refusing free drinks. That's true.
That's also very true.
Unless you choose not to drink, and I have nothing against that at all.
More power to you.
That's it.
So, how do you guys write your song? Do you always, like, come up with a kind of a theme and then sit down and be like, yeah, I want to write that?
No.
That's a good question. I think it changes every single song that I've ever written, at least.
That one was actually the first one I wrote on banjo. It kind of, like, I was... a lot of the time they'll happen to you when you're in the most inopportune place and you just have to find a paper and a pen or some way to record it before that idea is gone. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's a full idea. That one was like fully developed just from that point. But then other times you got like one verse or one chorus.
Yeah.
And then for a month you're trying to piece together what's going to follow that or what has continuity with that.
Do you guys just, do you take that piece and just let it go? Like you record it and stop? Or do you kind of hammer it until you get a full song?
I think you've got to be... It depends. You've got to be nice to your song sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to... Like, for me, at least, if I have an idea, I'll write it down, and if that's the best that idea can be, mm-hmm. and I can't see where it's going to go yet, I won't just beat the hell out of it and try and force a song. But sometimes you'll be thinking of a part, and you'll start writing, and the rest of the song just goes...
Yeah.
Just falls into place, and it just makes sense.
Do you think of it in your head and then use your instruments to come up with it, or do you kind of sit with your instruments?
That's usually the best way.
Yeah.
It's usually like
in your head first.
Yeah, usually the formula, like to get an idea out of your head. Like when you noodle on an instrument, you tend to repeat a lot of the things that are comfortable to you.
Yeah,
you don't
totally.
Break out of anything. So mm-hmm. when in your head, you can go a little bit crazier and just kind of like, you know, maybe you have an orchestra going and
you
try to sort it out on paper or whatever. Mm-hmm.
There can be like 40 sample pads playing just kick and snare inside your head if you want, you know, an entire.
Hey, that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. But it does. It happens every so often. Yeah, you can turn a song into a synth pop anthem.
Yeah, maybe it's an opera, you know?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, yeah.
I hope you guys come up with a new album.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
the
just kind of a meatloaf, like a folk, like bat out of hell,
a folk symphony,
like a folk bat out of hell.
Start releasing movements as we go. Cool. That'd be nice. Do a Sufjan Stevens, just release a symphony per province.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's not me saying that we're going to do that, by the way.
No,
I need to disclaim that. Yeah. The river and the road.
Per province.
We'll do the territories.
East to west symphony.
Yes. So, what are we going to listen to now?
Let's do a. We'll do another one. It's called Coolie. Or the Prairie song. It's basically, I wrote it over Christmas.
Okay.
When I went down to southern Alberta, and I was told that that a coulee is like a body of water.
Okay.
By my girlfriend and her family that I was down there with. No one else has confirmed that.
A coolie.
A coolie. So I'm not
Someone
sure if
said
they were
they
just
liked the title of it last night.
If they were pulling
they didn't
a wool
say
over.
Why.
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
Coolie.
Oh,
I like
the
title too.
And
it's
spelled like cool.
Why? Yeah. Oh, IE.
Okay.
Even cooler.
Yeah.
Even
so.
Cooler.
And it was the first time I'd walked on a lake as well. So.
Which I have yet to. Well, no. Okay, that's not true. I've walked on creeks.
Yeah. It was a pretty pretty wild experience. But yeah. So this is a coolie.
Awesome.
We'll get ourselves nice and tuned up.
As the snow settles in for the night, a 15 hours to go, not a soul inside. The late December breeze wanders in, and no warmth to be found. And I dream of getting out of town and drag through the mountains alone. I'm dragging through the mountains and hoping to make it home. Rocky cliffs disappear in the winter clouds. If only you were awake, you would be so proud. The road starts to bend and it leads to the fields ahead. The road starts to bend and disappear, a dream of riverbeds. I'm trying through the mountains alone. I'm dragged through the mountains and hoping to make it home. But the stone never lost its shine. I worked up the nerve just to take your hand in mine. You showed me some teeth and you walked on the frozen lake.
taken a week, but I know it was no mistake. Now I'm dragged through the mountains alone. I'm dragged through the mountains and hoping to make it home. Dragged through the mountains alone. I'm dragged through the mountains and hoping to make it home.
Bravo.
There you go.
Lovely, lovely. All right, so I just tweeted a picture of you guys playing.
Oh, look at that. Nice. The beauty of social media. Media. It strikes social again. Media. It never ceases to terrify me.
I know.
It's off the
I know. I only That's ever got impressive. Involved with Twitter after I started working at a radio station.
Yeah,
Before
yeah.
That, I never really understood. I still
No, well, I don't get it either. We've got it hooked up to our Facebook account.
Oh, okay.
So people will, like, we get, and we also got that hooked up to our email account. So okay. Suddenly there'll be emails that say, like, somebody's retweeted your tweet.
Just and like I'll, feedback loops
and I didn't realize that we'd sent
Even
one.
Tweeted.
And then suddenly I'll look up on our, I'll look up on the site and I'll realize that there's all these things that we've said on Facebook that have somehow gotten over
Whoa,
to Twitter.
Yeah.
It's just everything's all meshed together. There's no secrets anymore. It's
well,
scares the hell out of me.
Only if you put it up, it's not a secret.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You keep your little secrets.
Facebook isn't too secret.
Facebook's not too secret at
Nothing
all.
Nothing is really that secret.
No.
My professor was telling us that Google can track exactly what you search.
Yeah.
All this crazy stuff.
It's I'm completely It kind of makes me sad that I'm unsurprised about that.
Yeah.
It's just like it makes me feel just really complacent. It's like, oh yeah, they know everything about me. Just kind of bums me out.
Scary. No, but they know like where you are when you Google that.
Yeah, right.
And then they know like all your past.
I don't like it. I don't like anything about that.
Yeah.
Who's allowed to have all that power?
Yeah.
Yeah. Google is.
He's Google. Zuckerberg. That guy.
All right, so let's hear another one.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Do you want to do
too much? Or
we could do too much, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna do a little bit of a mix around here.
All right.
Ring this right up.
Yeah.
My guitar. It's a Queensland maple guitar.
Okay.
So this is Australian wood.
Okay.
So it's used to a lot of hot climate.
Yes.
And we've been busking a lot over winter. So
I've been torturing him.
She's not happy. Willow is unhappy. I never thought about that. I've named my guitar after a different type of wood.
Yeah, I was just thinking
Willow.
About that.
Her name's Willow, and I'd never thought about it as the actual I just like the name.
Willow is a tree.
And my car used to be called Willow as well. I had a black van with white on the inside, so it made me think of a willow tree. And also, again, purely for the name.
Yes, Willow.
It was, and also I really like the
name.
Movie.
You named your guitar the same thing as your,
well,
your
yeah.
car die?
Yeah, my car's, she's scrapped now.
So
this is the reincarnate. This is the van reincarnate. My guitar was once a 1989 Toyota Hiace.
You found travel in different ways.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I like that. Yeah. That's good. I'm going to keep that.
So you're listening to CITR 101.9. I hope you all enjoyed your Wednesday lunch hour. We're here with River and the Road. Be sure to come to the Media Club on April 14th for their album release. I never got the name of your album that you released.
It's self-titled.
Self-titled.
You had the name all along.
I knew it. And who did the art for your album?
Me and my brother kind of dug in. We kind of... I'm learning how to use Photoshop. Like, as we speak, I'm going to go home and just stare at it for a while.
Yeah.
And just see if it does itself. But it's a really simple
cover. Mm-hmm. We're just going for simple, classic, no colors on it. Like,
no
just
frills.
Really,
it's very, no frills. Yeah.
Awesome.
Just trying to keep it nice and traditional.
Steady.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. So, this is our last song with River and the Road. This song is called...
Too Much of a Good Thing.
Too Much of a Good Thing. Can you ever have too much of a good thing?
You know what?
When you're dead.
When you're dead. Yeah,
you can have too much chocolate cake,
hence,
too.
Hence the moral of this story.
Too much apple pie. That's one thing. All right.
Of a good thing. If it's love, then hell, I'm gonna sing. I'm the ghost on the corner. Hell, I'm gonna warn you. If I die, let it be from a good thing. All alone in a mass celebration, there came a call from the local police station. They said the smile on my face was the one and only trace of addiction that claimed my life. I wanna die from too much of a good thing. If it's love, then hell, I'm gonna sing. I'm the ghost on the corner. Hell, I'm gonna warn you. If I die, let it be from a good thing.
On the eve of my body's mourning, it said my death was abnormally boring.
I had a heart in my chest that was doing its best, till I died from too much of a good thing. I wanna die from too much of a good thing. If it's love, then hell, I'm gonna sing. I'm the ghost on the corner. Hell, I'm gonna warn ya. If I die, let it be from a good thing. I wanna die from too much of a good thing. If it's love, then hell, I'm gonna sing. I'm the ghost on the corner. Hell, I'm gonna warn ya. If I die, let it be from a good thing. If I die, let it be from a good thing.
The 26th annual Brave New Playwright.
Well, you did a really great job talking, and you did a great job with the video. If you guys wanted to, we can jump into the questions now we're getting from the chat.
Let's do that.
Sure.
Okay. So the first question we had was from Sam, and he asked, what role can churches and religious leaders play in transitioning people into these kind of...